This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, China is celebrating 70 years of Communist Party rule. The anniversary comes amid the U.S.-China trade war, pushed by a U.S. administration that sees China benefiting unfairly from those shared commercial relationships. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Peck this week is traveling along a supply chain that's been benefiting from existing trade rules. Yesterday, shoe manufacturers, today suppliers of shoe parts in southern China.
Mo Ruiyong has a talkative 3-year-old son, and he's proud that he can provide a better life for his child, thanks to China's economic reforms over the last few decades.
Kids today are much happier than my generation was. For example, families can go on vacation now, so our standard of living has gone up a lot.
Mo Ruiyong manufactures shoe heels, chunky heels, studded ones, stilettos, any size or shape you can think of. There's a mold for it. Hundreds of them line the walls of his shop on Dongguan's shoe components district. His clients mainly sell to the U.S., so business has been tough.
I have been getting fewer orders, and the orders are smaller. That's because the U.S. has imposed tariffs on some types of shoes.
The Trump administration has accused China's government of supporting Chinese industries in a way that creates an unfair advantage over American firms. But suppliers of shoe components like Ivan Chen deny this. He says businesses like his do get small tax rebates, but are generally left to fend for themselves. Chen manufactures leather and other materials for shoes and works with brands like Keds and Zara. He says this is a hard business and competition is intense.
I have tens of thousands of competitors across China.
To stay ahead, he's developing new material like biodegradable leather. He shows me a sample book of the new fabric. The whole project cost him $30,000 to $40,000, a hefty investment for him. President Trump is determined to tackle what he calls cheating by China. But heelmaker Mo Ruiyong says the success of China's shoe industry isn't based on cheating at all.
We work long nights, we work on weekends, we work on holidays. We earned our success with hard work.
Still, the market is so tough right now, he says he's not sure how long he can stay in business. In Dongguan City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.